Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we've got a lot to get into. We'll talk about what happened in Atlanta at the Tour Championship, and can anybody stop Patrick Cantlay? I'll tell you right now, Steve Stricker and the Ryder Cup team has to be thrilled with, I think, the way the American team is shaped up, but certainly a guy that maybe at the beginning of the year, Patrick Cantlay, a lot of people may not have been expecting to be quite in the position he's in, and now the hottest golfer on the planet is getting ready for the Ryder Cup. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We also have our good friend Paul Stankowski of PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Broadcasting, and of course PGA Tour Champions, as he's getting ready for his next event, which is the Ascension Charity Classic in St. Louis. So we'll talk to Paul in just a little bit about his next big event and other things that come to Paul's mind, which we never know what's into that cranium of Paul's, but we'll dive into it pretty soon. Frank Bassett joins us, as always, in the Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to St. Louis and watch Paul play. Let's get out of here.
Hey, you're ready to hit the road again, aren't you?
Oh, man, I'm so ready to get out of here and hit the road. Absolutely. Tour Championship's
over
with?
Back from, the
season's ended.
You got back from French Lick. You got back from French Lick.
Yeah.
So we talked about that a couple weeks ago, but you did the women's senior LPGA championship, correct?
I did.
In the French Lick, yeah.
Got to be the on-course reporter, did the play-by-play, and trust me, French Lick is not faint for the heart if you have a microphone and a headset on and you're wandering up and down those hills at that place. It's tough.
Yeah.
I feel for Fred Albers and those boys when they're out there, and you when y'all are all out there running up and down those hills on the PGA Tour. So, but it was fun.
Yeah,
good time.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I want to go to St. Louis.
You're so impatient, Frank.
I know.
I mean, we can talk. We can chat.
I know, but
okay.
I really do want to go up there. I love St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted to go like audibly. Okay, we'll go there audibly. Let's go see if Paul Stankowski is hanging around. He is getting ready, as I said, for the Ascension Charity Classic in St. Louis on the PGA Tour Champions, and he joins us now. Stanky, how you doing today?
Guys, I'm doing great. It's sunshine here in St. Louis. I'm switching hotels. Came here for the qualifier this week, and I was fortunate enough to actually get a sponsor invite. And doing a little load of laundry, some of the stuff I wore the last couple of days, resetting and swapping hotels. And, you know, the joy of life on the road. It's kind of...
the glamour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's very glamorous. Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely. Hey, Paul, where I don't have my notes in front of me. Where is the tournament this week as far as what course?
It's in St. Louis, and it's called Norwood Hills.
Norwood Hills. Sure. I know the place.
Yeah, I believe it's 99 years old. Next year, they're celebrating their 100th birthday. It's just east of the airport here. And you know what was interesting? When I flew in on Sunday, I realized that I had never flown into St. Louis, Missouri. I've never played golf here, and that baffles my mind. I played from college golf, and then 25 years out here, and this is the first time. It's kind of weird, you know. This is a big city. I've flown over it. I've seen the arches from 30,000 feet, but never been here, and so it's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't think that St. Louis is going to be a thing I check off the box because I figured I'd already been here. But I can check it off, and I'm going to get to see my Dodgers play. They're playing the Cards this week, and they have a little player night tomorrow night. So this is going to be awesome. Get to compete with the old guys again. And I'm looking out at my hotel. I'm looking at this big field. I mean, it doesn't look like St. Louis. I feel like I'm out in the in middle America, and it's really cool.
Yeah. St. Louis is fabulous. I grew up, of course, outside of the Memphis area, and we used to go up a couple of times and see the Cards play. That was my favorite baseball team. So I love St. Louis, but let me give you a quick tip on St. Louis. There's a restaurant there that I just went to when we had the PGA Championship at Belle Reve, and I was up there for that a few years ago. It's called Tony's. It's been there forever.
Tony's.
He's best friends with a guy named John Grisante, who has the best restaurant in Memphis, or had forever. And Tony's is fabulous food. So if you have a chance, I don't know if you really will since you're going to be in the throes of competition, But if you do, Tony's is a must go to if you're in St. Louis. Fabulous.
All right. Downtown, Frank. All right.
So it's
like in the city.
A little better than McDonald's.
Just a touch. Yeah. And okay. Tony's still there. His son runs it, but Tony's still there. He's rather old now. But he remembers my dad and Grisani were best friends, and dad and Tony knew each other real well. So it was kind of old home week up there. So, yeah, you got to go downtown, and it's the best food, I'll tell you, almost anywhere as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip. I appreciate that.
Paul, you know what I'll tell you about St. Louis? And I went to school at Southern Illinois, so I was not too far away from St. Louis. We used to go there all the time, a couple hours away. It will be one of the more hot, humid places that you've probably played. Yeah. And it's kind of weird. People that haven't been to St. Louis, you're like, why would it be so sticky? You're not by, you know, the ocean. You're not in New Orleans or Houston or places you normally think of. Like, it can be a really – now, maybe you'll get some good weather. It'll be a bit cooler. But if it starts getting hot there, it can get, like,
brutal.
Overwhelmingly. Yeah. So just be hydrated. That's all, just my advice. Just be
hydrated. Yeah, no, that's sure you get good. Hydrated. You know, today it's supposed to be 90. And a little breezy, and they're calling for some potential thunderstorms this evening, which I hear there's thunderstorms here quite often. But then it's ushering in a front. So it looks like we're going to have low to mid 80s through the rest of the week, which is nice. Even the lows may be right down into the right about 60, which is really cool.
Wow. Perfect.
Cool as in nice. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's the golf course looks really good. Greens are pure, lots of undulation. It's a hilly little track. Obviously, Norwood Hills is a giveaway. The word hills. Anytime there's a hills or lakes, you either got hills or lakes. So it's a hilly course, lots of undulation, green speeds. I hear they're slowing them down for us. It's kind of like Oakmont out in Pennsylvania. The members, they say the greens are faster during the regular time of year. Than they are when they host the U.S. Open, which is pretty interesting. But this is good stuff. Zoysia fairways, Bermuda rough, lots of trees, great field. This is really darn cool, man. This will be my ninth start of this super season. My seventh start here this in 2021. So I'm elated that I get to compete out here. Is an understatement, guys.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get an update on that. Again, we're talking with Paul Stankowski. Now we can say of PGA Tour champions. And just, you know, a couple years ago we were talking, Paul, and a year ago you weren't sure where you were going to land and how it was going to play out. The COVID had changed everything, even as far as qualifying and Q school and everything else for the Champions Tour. And so there's a lot of uncertainty. And here you are, established, and you're going into this tournament, and as you said, you got in as a sponsor's exemption. Doesn't matter how you get in, you're playing, the guys are in the field, it's Jerry Kelly, it's all the big boys again, it's Bernhard Langer, and it's Darren Clark, and Ernie Els, and Jim Furyk. These are not lightweights. So how are you feeling about it? Now that you're kind of in the throes of it, and as you said, in your seventh start this year, feeling more part of it, are you feeling comfortable? Are you getting friendly again with the guys, some guys maybe you're reconnecting with? How's it gone for you so far in the last few months?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely getting more comfortable. This is really, it's my seventh start since the end of May. The PGA, senior PGA at Southern Hills was my first start of this 2021 season. So I think I've only failed to get into like three or four events since then. Now, I've been the beneficiary now of four sponsor invites. I was in the PGA through another category. I was in the senior British through my you know, they give you a one-time exemption if you're a tour winner when you turn 50. And then I got in on my number in Canada. And so, I'm stunned that I continue to get these sponsor invites. And I'm thankful because they're not easy. There's only five each week. And there's a lot of players that, you know, are deserving, if you will, of getting the nod. And all I can say is I'm grateful. As far as, you know, being comfortable. Yeah. I've not had a top 10 yet. I finished 13th, up in Canada a few weeks ago, bogeyed my last hole of par five, to fall out of the top 10. You know, a couple other top 25 finishes. So I'm trending. You know, I got paired with Bernhard on Saturday at the Boeing a couple weeks ago. and that was a blast getting to see it first and firsthand. I hadn't played with Bernhard since the 1900s, and so that was different. But it was cool. You know, I was curious, like, why is this guy winning all the time out here? And I got to see it. You know, he stripes it off the tee. Doesn't hit it super far, but hits it far enough, and has complete control of where that thing's going. And then his iron play, his distance control was just spot on. That was pretty cool to see. He was just pin high the whole time. Never was a club off. You know, he was within three or four paces of the hole, which was, I mean, it makes the game easy. And then he rolls a rock well. So that was fun. All in all, you know, I'm 81st in Schwab Cup points through eight starts. And, you know, most of the guys out here played 25 starts. And so to be that close, top 72, make the playoffs out here. And if I can finish in the top 72, make the playoffs, that moves me into a completely different category than where I'm at now. Q school's in December, so I'll do that if I don't get my card back. But even being the top 72, that would help, because I'd be close to getting in every week anyway. And so at that point, this is kind of big, you know. So every start I get, there's only five events left counting this one. And, you know, you've got, I'm not in the other four. I've submitted requests for sponsor invites, and, you know, I'm signed up for the qualifiers. And so I'm going to scratch and claw and do whatever I can to get in. But since this might be the only start, I need a top 10 to assure myself to play next week, or at least the lowest top 10. They only take one each week. But anyway, yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. The field here is really good, but you know, all these guys are good, and it's going
to
be
you've actually got a chance to play one of your favorite places, right? You love Pebble Beach. Isn't that coming up on your schedule? If you get in, I guess that's coming up in a couple weeks, right? The Pure Insurance. Yeah. Championship, yeah. So that's a correct goal for you to hit that, right? Yeah,
I can't wait. Yeah, next week is Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and then Pebble Beach. They'll have a week off, and then they go to Furyk's event, the new event, Furyk and Friends, in at Tim Aquana in Florida,
great,
which
track,
is a special place. And then they finish up at the SAS in North Carolina. So this is it, you know, crunch time, and there's everybody sitting about 65 to 85, you know, they're all trying to either stay in the playoffs or make it. And, you know, ultimately the top 36 are exempt at the end of the year. Top 54 is the next threshold. So, you know, I'm obviously on the outside looking in, but you know, we'll see what happens this week.
Hey, Paul, have you played Tim Aquana before?
I have.
Yeah.
What a special place. A friend of mine is a member out there. Wow.
Yeah, special place. I used to play there a lot. A good friend of mine and his wife were members, so we would swap between Ponte Vedra and Ortega, which is where Tim Aquana is in Jacksonville. It's a great track. It's a beautiful club, too. Hard course. Not easy.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is. It's a good golf course. I think he's going to show well. And you know, Jim Furyk has been a huge ambassador for the game of golf. And what he's done with his foundation, he and Tabitha, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. I'm sure the whole city of Jacksonville and the surrounding areas are excited about the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions coming to town. That'll be fun. I'm hoping that, I can get into that one as well. That'd be pretty special.
Yeah. They've done a lot with the backpacks program that they do. And it's really special. He and Tabitha have put a ton of money back into that community. And so good on them, you know, they're great folks.
Absolutely. Yep. No, it's great. I mean, that's if at the end of the day, this whole thing was just about us playing golf, you know, I think it'd be a waste. And you know, Jim's a smart dude. He and his wife have done a great job. Like you say, giving back to the game and the community. And it's pretty neat. You know, I love to see that. And on top of that, he's freaking really good.
yeah, no kidding. That's the most repeatable swing in golf right there. Hey,
it hasn't changed.
No, we didn't talk about this in pre-show, Tim, but I want to throw something out to Paul and get his opinion regarding the Tour Championship. There's been a lot of talk about Well, it probably, they need to move it around, not just leave it at East Lake. Different grasses, different climate. And there was a lot of noise on social media this week about it. And Dennis Paulson and I went back and forth a little bit. And my comment was on moving it, I said, well, what are we going to do about the East Lake Foundation, which this tournament supports and supports in a big, big, big way. And Coca-Cola also is very involved in Southern Company. So the foundation is extremely important, and it's funded by that golf tournament. What's your opinion on not just the foundation side, but moving the Tour Championship around to different venues that would allow players from different parts of the country to play native grasses, basically?
Well, I mean, you think about what they've done in college football, right? You know, we used to have just the bowl games, and, you know, the Rose Bowl was like the Big 12 and the Pac-10 and back in the day and yada, yada, yada. Right now, there's a few bowls that will host the national championship, right? And so, but that moves around too. Am I
sure?
Am I wrong in that?
No, that's true.
Is it like the Rose Bowl, I don't even know what bowls will host.
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, the Cotton Bowl. There's five bowls. Fiesta Bowl. Yeah. They rotate it every year, and then the other ones are semifinal games in odd years.
Well, something like that, right? You can potentially just
put it as part of a rotation.
You know, three or four venues, and rotate them between the three, but have the other, you know, maybe East Lake can host just a regular, you know, whether it's the playoff or, you know, like revolve those around, right? To where it might be the first round of the playoffs, and they're still having a huge event. And I don't know. I mean, honestly, I never thought about it until right now. So that was just off the cuff. But why not swap it around? You know, so
I don't disagree, Frank. I think two things in my opinion about that. One, East Lake never has hit me as an ultimate destination golf course, right? I don't know if there's a lot of people that say, oh, can't wait to watch that tournament at East Lake. It is what it is because of Bobby Jones and because of what's happened with the Tour Championship being hosted there and everything. So that's fine and good. But yeah, I think there's a way to still have a tournament there, whether or not it's a Tour Championship, to support. But everybody, and let's be honest, every tournament at every stop supports somebody locally, right? In St. Jude's, they support St. Jude's and on. So you don't want to take that away from anybody. But I do think it's too big an event to just have it one venue, and certainly at a venue, no disrespect, but at a venue that, again, is not Pebble Beach. It's not one of the great ones in Shinnecock or some of the places where you'd see majors being played, and this really is a major. Certainly when you look at the purse, it's a super major. The money and all the prestige that's involved in that, there's a lot going on. So I think moving it around would be, not only from a player standpoint, they get to play different places and courses, whether it's the Midwest or East or West coast, but from a fan standpoint, you get to see different courses. And I think a lot of fans that want to either go to these events or watch them on TV, they kind of like to see, you know, some ocean courses, some Kohler, like we'll see at the Ryder Cup. You'd like to see those different kind of venues and not just the same place. So I think it would make sense for them to move that, or at least put it in some kind of a rotation, like Paul was talking about.
I think, I think that you hit the nail on the head. I do believe you're right in that the venue, so like what brings people to watch pro golf, okay, the PGA Tour? Well, the venue is one of the things, right? A special venue like Pebble Beach, people are going to go, oh yeah, that's awesome. You know, I love this place, but it's going to bring out a different type of crowd, right? Some people just say, it's more about the views. But for the most part, people are coming to watch the top guys in the game, right? And so I don't care where you host the Tour Championship. You know, whatever amount of spectators you're going to allow will show up. Because it's, you know, what makes the Tour Championship? Is it the golf course? Is it the bunting around the grandstands? No, it's the field, right? It's the field. And you know, the title of the event. And so to me, you know, whether you call it, I think if it was the, if there was an event at East Lake and it was a regular PGA Tour event and it was opposite the British Open, you probably have fewer people coming out and watch because, well, I mean, the top players aren't going to be there, right? So what creates the energy at the big events is, you know, is the field. And the Players Championship might be the best field in golf. It's not a major, but it's the Players. It's, you know, in Players' mind, it feels like a major. Everything about it feels like a major, but it's not. You know, the Tour Championship, it's not a major. It's just the Tour Championship, but it's a big deal. And you know, now, you know, there's 15 million reasons why you want to win that thing. Well, beyond that, you know, 15 million, maybe become 100 million if you have a good agent, and you're marketable. So, but, you know, it, you know, yeah, I've never even thought about moving the thing around. It did move around before, you know, I played only one of those things, and it was at the Champions and out in Houston.
Houston, another great track.
So, another great track. And so it used to bounce around a little bit between those two. And I believe it was at different venues earlier. Didn't they have it at Sawgrass?
Long time ago,
A long time ago, right? Yeah.
Sawgrass CC.
So I, you know, whatever. Yeah. You said you went into it with Dennis Paulson. That made me laugh because I'm like, he loves getting into it with everything. With anything. You can talk about is Taco Bell better than McDonald's?
Agreed. Believe it or not, we agreed on something. So that's
well, that's good. No, I love DP and I love his passion and I, you know, worlds without, you know, guys like Dennis Paulson and Frank Bassett would be boring worlds. I mean, you want people that have opinions and are able to express them. And at the end of the day, you have a beer and toast to a good conversation. So, that's a good way about it. Unfortunately, in this, society we're in now with social media, there's a lot of people that like to take that to a different level, but, I think that'd be an interesting topic, to see how they would play that out. But, regardless, you know, I think there was a lot of excitement there, and I think I don't know. I didn't watch any of it. I saw highlights, but it seems like they got it right with the, you know, what's it taken 15 years to figure out the
staggered start, if you will.
How you get that thing dialed in. But
I thought it was a lot of fun to watch Steve Sands' head explode with the whiteboard in the past, trying to figure out the point system. Yeah. I thought that was good TV.
That was so complicated, wasn't it? I mean,
it
to figure out if this guy wins and he finishes third or worse, then this guy could. And you're like, it was an SAT test all over again.
Yeah, MIT.
That Paul's mind was exploding trying to get into UTEP. He's like, what?
Please don't take me back to school.
I love school. I hated class. That's the only thing.
I had enough of that.
Hey,
we're joined by Paul Stankowski on the PGA Tour Champions, and he's talking about all the things that are going on in his world. I was just in your neck of the woods. You know, my daughter got married. I think we talked about that before you were on, but she got married in Santa Barbara. You're from Oxnard, so it's right down the coast there from Santa Barbara. I used your name everywhere, Paul, and got better seats at tables and restaurants and better room in a hotel, everything. If I just said Stankowski, they...
Yeah, because they probably thought you were crazy. So they were being nice to you. Santa Barbara's a great spot. You know, growing up in Oxnard was awesome. It was fun too, very agricultural friendly place. And Corey Pavin's also from Oxnard, so the two of us went to rival high schools. He's much older than me, but so I wasn't paired with him. But he was one of my heroes growing up. But anyway, that's great. Yeah, Santa Barbara. Wow, what a place.
Anybody special
lifestyles
on the bag?
Of the rich and famous right there.
Yeah, anybody special on the bag this week?
Guy named Graham Courts. Aussie caddy, been out here a long time. He was Lauren Roberts' longtime bag man. And he worked for me at SAS last fall and worked for me a couple weeks ago at the Boeing when my son decided to go back to college instead of caddy for me. So, it's a lot different now without my boy by my side. We had a heck of a summer. It was a good run, but Graham's he's a tour caddy. He knows how to, you know, I don't have to worry about him, and he's out there. He was out charting the golf course yesterday afternoon, so it's good. He's a good dude and good conversation, and that's kind of key. And like you say, he does his job well.
Paul, do you, when you go to a new course, like you're playing this week in St. Louis, and a new state, new everything for you, is that, and I'm sure it's, you know, the 100th time you've done that too, you know, you've done it a bunch, but is it different, or do you sometimes like it, like sometimes we all go play golf course we haven't played before, and we sometimes have surprisingly good rounds, and you don't know maybe the problems, so you're kind of naive about what you should or shouldn't do, and you end up scoring well on a course you've never seen before. How do you approach a course when you're obviously trying to make cuts, trying to make money and everything else, not just play with your buddies? How do you do that on a course that you have no familiarity with?
You know, we have yardage books, right? And the yardage books that we have are really good in the sense that, you know, you're standing on a tee box and you can look out to a fairway that you've never been to before, right? You can see out there, there's a bunker over there, there's trees, whatever. Yeah. You see the obstacles, you look in your book and it tells you exactly how far each of those things are. They have slopes in them and everything. So like literally you don't have to play a golf course. Because we have these books and they give us a pin sheet. There's yardages. Golf is about what? Hitting quality golf shots, hitting them the right number in the right place. And so being able to step up on a tee box that you're comfortable with, that you've played 100 times and you know where to miss it, there's freedom. Sometimes if you don't know like where the best miss is, you might have a little less freedom in your swing, right? And that's a And that's probably the biggest difference is really the you know, how free you can be knowing you kind of want to know what's up there. Right. And so the practice round is pretty important. And, you know, today I'm playing a pro-am, but I'm playing on the other golf course. There's two courses. So today's going to be a wash. I drove around the golf course yesterday in a cart, so I got to look at it a little bit. And then we're going to play the pro-am tomorrow morning. And I'll get a better look, but I'm out there entertaining the four people I'm playing with. And so, I'm trying not to spend too much time, you know, looking at the golf course. But I'm going to rely on Cortsy a little bit today this week, cause he's out there walking and making a lot more notes than I am. But, it's good to get to the landing area and look around. You know, sometimes I'll go into the rough and go, okay, right rough. Okay. How's it look here? Left rough. I'm like, ooh, you don't want to go left. You're in left rough. You're blocked out by the tree. So I'd put an X over there on the left side of my yardage book, or on the right side, I'd put okay in the rough. So I know that, okay, the miss is there. If you watch Tiger over the years, he never missed it in the wrong spot. He dissected Firestone out in Akron, not by hitting it in the fairways. He dissected by missing it in the right spots. And so knowing where to miss is sometimes more valuable than knowing where to hit it. It does take time, but, I'm going to see the golf course twice, you know, once driving and once playing before the tournament starts, but I'll get in my book as well, make as many notes as possible so that, you know, when I step up on a tee box, you know, I know, okay, I'm hitting this thing. I'm going to carry this thing 230, or I'm going to carry this thing, you know, hit full driver, full send it here or whatever. So I'll have strategies come Friday morning as to how I'm going to play. But then invariably, you know, you're going to have a pin that you've never putted to before. You've never hit it to before. And so I try to go, okay, where are the pins going to be? And then I look, okay, if it's a back right hole location, what does it look like if I miss this thing just long? Is that going to be a hard up and down or a simple up and down? Yeah. And I'll make a note to that, you know, tough to back right pin, you know, that type of thing. I make little notes so that I know, okay, don't miss it long right here when the pin's back, you know, that type of thing. You got to pay attention, but you know, we can go to any golf course. And if you hit it well and you make putts, you can shoot a low score. And you're like, wow, I shot 64 today. I've never seen this golf course before. That's happened.
Right.
It's probably not a great way to prepare.
Yeah. Never happened to me.
Yeah. Not me.
Let me throw 64 in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Then make the turn.
Well, Paul, sorry, we do Tim. Appreciate your time as always. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on today and tomorrow. And congratulations first on not only so far a successful PGA Tour champion season for you, continued success in that, but also, last few months as it's kind of accelerating and you're getting better and better, more comfortable, and your results in your tournaments are showing that as well. We could be happier for you, and it's
absolutely.
We're gonna look forward to it. You kind of got an open weekend, right, Frank? We have Ryder Cup in a couple of weeks, but I believe the champions
this is
tournament,
it.
The Ascension Charity Classic, will be on Golf Channel. You guys will get all kinds of exposure. So you and Bernhardt and the final group on Sunday, I'm predicting, Paul, you'll get all kinds of exposure for that because they won't have any competing PGA or anything going on. Probably not even the women finishing Solheim Cup. So it's kind of a big weekend for you guys to stand out. So congratulations again and continued success. Good luck this week in St. Louis at Ascension, okay?
Guys, I appreciate it. Yeah, I love being on with you guys. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
All right,
take
guys.
Care. Paul Stankowski, PGA Tour champions. And I didn't even, when we contacted him, to be honest with you, Frank, since he is not a consistent, if you will, or every week playing on this tour, I didn't know when we contacted him if he's going to be playing in St. Louis. And sure enough, he is, and he took the time to talk to us. So it was very nice of him to do that.
That was nice. He's there.
A lot of stuff.
Heard him zipping up suitcases and
a lot of stuff. He's doing laundry.
Doing laundry and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm serious, though. If he has the time, which he probably won't, but, man, this isn't a plug for Tony's. They don't pay us, but it is a plug for Tony's restaurant. It's awesome, awesome food. Service, food, everything.
You should do like a little whether it's not maybe a book, but a pamphlet or something, you know, or even a website that has all the different, because it seems like wherever you go, different tour events and things, a lot of it is what restaurants are the restaurants to go to.
If
you happen to find yourself in Charlotte or you find yourself in French Lick or wherever, you know, where you go to. Because, I had a feeling when he said St. Louis, you're going to go, oh, I got a restaurant in St. Louis.
I got a place.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Love St. Louis.
Well, I know a guy.
My grandparents used to take me up there. My parents, too. We'd all go up for Cardinals games. And St. Louis, you know, Memphis wasn't known for great shopping. So my grandmother, who was the shopping queen of the world with granddaddy's checkbook.
A shopping trip to St. Louis?
Shopping trip. Two nights up in St. Louis, long weekend, baseball game, dinner, and shopping, you know. Yeah. Yeah, needless to say, I got a whole lot out of that. So I love you, Grandma. Let's go.
We're gonna take a break, but before we do, I want to remind everybody that if you happen to be hanging out this weekend watching Paul and the rest of the guys in the PGA Tour Champions play their event in St. Louis, or you're out working around the yard playing a little bit of golf or doing whatever you do this weekend, then you want to make sure you get hydrated the right way. And the best drink that Frank and I can even recommend is Arnold Palmer Spiked. That's Arnold Palmer Spiked, which is that classic blend of iced tea and lemonade and a little bit of alcohol that's thrown in there as well that gives it just that special kick. And if you want to know more, find out where you can get the product and know more about it. Go to ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com and ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/GTA. Gives you all the information you need and find out where you can get it. You can also, of course, order it online. If you normally do this, which you probably do with Drizzly, you can do it that way as well. And also Instacart, they bring it right to your door right there with any of your other beverages. Arnold Palmer Spiked is a great, great drink that is the classic drink, as I said, that Arnie himself came up with. And they've given it a little bit of a boost. That 5% alcohol by volume gives it the little kick that you want. So any weekend, any day of the week is a perfect time for Arnold Palmer Spiked. Again, check them out at ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/GTA.
2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate a lot, but celebrate responsibly. There you go.
All right, we will take a quick break.
I threw in that a lot, Tim. You get that? I threw in that a lot.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard the little kick in there. We're going to talk a little bit more about Patrick Cantlay and maybe preview a little bit. We got a week and a half here before Ryder Cup, but we'll talk a little bit about Ryder Cup heading up. And there's a lot of news going on in the world of golf, and we'll get into that when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will return right after this.
Hey, it's John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and I was talking to Frank just the other day about daily fantasy sports, and I said, Frank, do you play? And he went, well, I used to, but I'd never win. I said, well, that doesn't surprise me. 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose. The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups and experts with a lot more tools and a lot more time than you have, so you don't stand a chance, Frank. And then I told him about Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works, okay? Stat Hero will show you their lineup, and then they dare you to beat them. You see, it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, and it's winner-take-all. You have the advantage. Try it yourself. Go to stathero.com/golftalk. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match, and that's unheard of. stathero.com/golftalk. This is a game even Frank could win.
Hey. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett. And I want to remind everybody that one of the biggest thrills we all get is when somebody delivers something to your door, right? I mean, it's like every day you get a door. What can it be? What did I order? I can't remember. And you know, the excitement. It's like Christmas every day. And that's what it can be like for you and First Leaf. First Leaf is a wine club that curates and ships boxes of wines that are made just for you. They kind of put the list together. You get to order different wines throughout time, week by week and month by month. And little by little, you figure out which wines you like and which ones you're not so familiar with. And they get those broken down to the ones that are perfect for you. And Frank, you've done this yourself. Other people have done it too, all over the country. And not only is it fun and exciting because you get something delivered to you, but you really get to find kind of the perfect wines for yourself, right?
Yeah, you do. I ordered it, joined the club. It's neat how it works. I mean, you just kind of fill out a quick questionnaire. It's very short, and they select wines and based on your preferences and send them to you. And you get a card with each bottle of wine, like a 3x5 card, front and back, has the picture of the wine, and then tells you all about it, where it came from, where the grapes were from, what the tannins are, just everything about it. So it's a neat club. Yeah, I love it.
So try First Leaf. Go to firstleaf.com/golftalk. That's firstleaf.com/golftalk. You get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. You don't even pay for the shipping. $29.95 for 6 bottles of wine. And these are all very good wines. You're not going to throw in any cheap wines there. They're going to be good wines for you. And then you whittle it away, as Frank was saying, and fill out the questionnaire. And little by little, you figure it out. It also makes sure that you always have wine on hand. So when you have people that sometimes unexpectedly stop by, you got just the right gift form right there and the right bottle of wine to open up for a little bit of dinner. Again, it's firstleaf.com/golftalk to get your first 6 bottles. All right, so Frank, we were talking earlier with Paul Sankowski before we took our break and talking a bit about what happened to the Tour Championship. I kind of wanted to get your take on this. Patrick Cantlay, 2 weeks in a row now, had to put on a spectacular putting performance and a performance in general to beat Bryson DeChambeau. In like a tournament and a half, he had to go so many extra holes, and then comes right back head-to-head with Jon Rahm, the number one player in the world, who was not going to concede anything, and put it all together again to win the Tour Championship. So I guess about over 2 weeks, not only did he win some pretty nice titles and some pretty nice trophies, it's about, what, $17, $18 million, I guess, that Patrick Cantlay put away into his bank account. Quite impressive, was it not?
It was very impressive, and I enjoyed it when his girlfriend came out on the 18th green and gave him a big hug and a kiss. I think she whispered in his ear, "Big diamond, big diamond."
See, I got to tell you, I know you're kidding around about that part. I don't like the, and I don't mean this as a, I'm not against women or anything else, but there aren't any other sports where when you're winning or losing, I mean, where they come out of the, I don't know, I don't get that. I'm not crazy about that part of it. We're going to see it ad nauseum at the Ryder Cup.
Oh,
you're
going
to have more cutaways of the wives and the girlfriends, and they're over here, and they're in a golf cart, and they're all wearing matching outfits. I don't care. I don't need just. We don't need that. We don't see it in the NBA Finals. You don't see it in Super Bowls. You don't see it in any other sport. Matter of fact, even when Brooks Koepka had to withdraw because of his injury, what'd you see? His girlfriend sits on his lap, and they get on a golf cart to get taken off the course so he could go back to the clubhouse. But she was on his lap on the golf. I'm like, come on. I don't know. Something bothers me about it. I know it sounds like I'm misogynistic about it. It's just there's a place for things, and I just don't know that the women of the players need to be as omnipresent as they are in golf. There, as I said it, I'll stand by it.
The opinions expressed by the host of this show are not necessarily those of Golf Talk America, the PGA Tour, PGAtour.com, or NBC Sports. How do you really feel? I know what you mean.
I don't know.
I mean, I know what you mean.
Jeez. Let him win a tournament. Let him walk out. Let him do his interviews. Do it like everybody else does.
No. Here's what would be better,
Hugs
Tim.
Hugs and kisses.
Rahm's wife comes out with the program in her hand and just starts beating him over the head going, how could you lose this tournament?
How'd you miss that putt?
That's a $10 million miss. I'm sorry. $10 million miss.
You know what I wanted to ask Stanky,
and I forgot
to ask him, is about that, the money part of it. And it wasn't so much, although certainly it was with Rahm and Cantlay, first and second. Difference was $15 million down to $5 million. But the real drama seemed to be between Kevin Na and Justin Thomas, at least as far as the TV guys were building it up, right? And Dan Hicks building up, because they were going for third or fourth place, solo, and there was a difference of $1 million, and it was very obvious, and everybody knew there was a difference of that $1 million, and it's kind of the thing you and I talk about. We talk about it in the break and stuff, that playing for money, and you and I play for $20 or $50 or $5 or whatever. These guys play for the love of golf and for all the other things that go around it, but let's be honest, there is a lot of money on the line. Oh. And in this particular case, it was a really obvious $1 million difference between Na and Justin Thomas if they finished third or tied for third or fourth place. And Na had to hit two phenomenal shots, a great drive, great second shot and putt on 18. And he knew, if I get this down and I make birdie and Thomas can't beat me, that I win $1 million more than if I don't do that. That's unbelievable pressure, isn't it?
That's got to be tons of pressure. But, you know, I don't think they're thinking about it at that point, because let's look at Kevin Na's bank account and Justin Thomas's bank account.
No, I don't. But that's what I'm saying. I still, $1 million, Frank, is $1 million.
Well, that's true.
Maybe
it
is. If you're a billionaire, it's $1 million. But if you're even making a lot of money like these guys, it's $1 million freaking. And even Azinger brought it up a bunch, and he knows he played in the tour for years and years, Ryder Cup and everything else. He even said, when Dan Hicks, I think, said that Na went down to tap in his birdie putt there, remember, on 18?
Because
he left it about an inch away, and he tapped it in with a big smile. And Dan Hicks goes, I was wondering if he's thinking about it. Azinger jumps right in and goes, I guarantee you he knew that was $1 million difference if he got that putt. A two-putt there was $1 million. He knew. So those guys do think about it, even in the moment of playing. I don't buy the people saying, oh, they're playing golf and they're caught up in it. Yeah, they are. But they know the difference between a par here gets me third solo versus a tie or fourth place. They know what's going on.
They do.
I mean, that's I couldn't stand over that putt. For $1 million?
Yeah,
really. Well, I'd whiff.
Talk about winners and losers.
I'd miss the ball.
Let's talk about somebody who did not win. Not one victory this year. Not one.
Okay.
That's Louis Oosthuizen. Okay. Not one victory, right? On the PGA Tour.
A lot of near misses.
How much money do you think he won this year?
How much money did Louis Oosthuizen win this year? Yeah. I'm going to say tour money, he won $4.5
million. $6.3
million
this year.
$6.3.
That's the most money earned in a single season without a victory in PGA Tour history. Previously, it was Jim Furyk. $5.9 million. 2013-14 season. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
That is a lot of money.
And now we're talking about multiple winners this year on the PGA Tour. Cantlay with 4 victories.
Yep.
Then you've got Kokrak, Morikawa, Sink, English, and DeChambeau, all with 2 victories.
Yeah.
On the PGA Tour.
Cantlay's player of the year, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. How could he not be? I mean,
well, no majors, though. Right, didn't win a major. Normally, a player of the year normally gets at least one major, and he didn't. I don't know. You'd have to look at it. I don't know if you have the stats in front of you. I wonder what his best finish was in a major. I don't even know that. I wonder if he finished top fives or a top five in a British Open or.
I do have all the stats in front of me, but the Open Championship. I don't have it broken down that way. I've got more stats than.
So I'm just kind of curious, because normally. That's one of the indicators, right? A guy, he won a Masters. He got second at the British, blah, blah, blah. He's player of the year. All Cantlay did is kind of win everything else except for the majors.
Pretty much.
Just a phenomenal year and a great finish, you know. And so if voting is done with fresh memories, well, nobody's hotter on the planet right now than Patrick Cantlay. I mean, he's played phenomenally well. And I think I'm right on this, from the BMW Championship to the Tour Championship, made something like 12 out of 13 putts that he needed to make outside of 15 feet, like to tie a hole. He and DeChambeau, as you remember, he made like 6 putts against DeChambeau just to keep it going, right? The playoffs and everything else. He was, his new nickname, right? He's Patty Ice. He is ice water in his veins. And that's what, tying it in with coming up in the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin, that's a guy, if I'm anybody else on that team, if I'm Justin Thomas, if I'm DJ, if I'm Spieth or anybody else, Tony Finau, I want to be paired with Cantlay, right? If you can get paired with Cantlay, as hot as that guy is and as hot as that putter is, you can't lose.
Hey, another interesting question for you. As far as the states hosting tournaments this season, there were 21 different states that hosted PGA Tour events. Okay, notwithstanding the five that were outside of the country. Give me the state that hosted the most PGA Tour events.
Most PGA Tour events.
Yeah, state with PGA, Tour
PGA Tour
tournaments.
Well, heck. Yeah. I'm going to say, I'm trying to think where the majors were. I'm going to say, Texas. Are you asking me because I live
you
in Texas?
You did it. You looked it up. You no, looked it up. You did it.
I didn't look it up.
And they're tied with what other state? Florida. Texas and Florida with five.
Florida.
Okay. Texas and Florida with five. Okay. Well, you know what? Guess who was wrong? Yeah. Both of us, because I missed this. California hosted eight events. States hosting tournaments this season. That's all tournaments, okay?
How did you miss that? I thought you were looking at a list. It didn't happen.
I was, but it's not in order.
Oh, you're saying all different tournaments?
Yeah.
Champions and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, California. Okay. Now you're counting everything. Gotcha. Okay.
Eight.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Florida and Texas are second.
Texas
with five.
Texas has like four normally anyway, right? With Houston, Fort Worth, Dallas, San Antonio, and then you throw in a different one here and there. Yeah.
And Georgia
next year they have a PGA Tour. Next year they have a PGA Tour Champions. We'll be here. We'll talk with Paul next time about that. But a new event that's a Club Corp, one of the greatest sponsors in the history of sponsors, Club Corp.
Absolutely.
Our favorite sponsor is hosting the PGA Tour Champions event at Las Colinas Country Club, suburban Dallas area. And they're doing that next spring.
And you and I'll be there for sure.
Champions, too.
We'll be there for that one.
They'll be champions. It's the same week as Corn Ferry. So, yeah, there's a lot of tournaments going on in Texas. But Corn Ferry is in Dallas. They're playing actually at Arlington. Same week that the PGA Tour Champions will be here. So they have a bit of a conflict. You can see the youngest guys, if you will, the 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds trying to make the PGA Tour, and then the 50-plus-year-olds that used to be on the PGA Tour.
They should
all
have
be in town at the same time.
Mix that event together with teams.
Yeah, tied in somehow. Yeah.
Anything. Well, how cool would that be? Yeah. By the way, you said our favorite sponsor of all time, Club Corp. ClubCorp.com. Go to ClubCorp.com and check it out. They great clubs all over the country, and you can be a member for a day and get a great membership. But also go to FrenchLick.com and check them out, because we just came back from the Senior LPGA Championship there. And the golf course, let me tell you, and you were up there playing the Symetra Tour event with us a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And how great are their golf courses there?
They've got Donald Ross course that was built in like 1915, and then they have the Pete Dye course built in 08, somewhere around there. Been around about 15 years, and both of them just spectacular and very different. That's what's cool about it. Sometimes you go play, and we loved going to Pinehurst, and we're hoping we're going to Pinehurst again here in the fall to spend a week, but we're back in the spring, spent a week at Pinehurst and all the different courses there. They're all spectacular, but they're all pretty similar as far as the terrain, and it's the tall pine tree. You know, the look of them, you go to French Lick, and the difference between the Donald Ross course and the Pete Dye course is night and day.
Huge.
I mean, one's more, if you will, flat, a little rolly, some trees and stuff. The other is sands trees up in the mountaintops and rolling hills. It's just, it's crazy different. All within, they're both, 15 minutes from each other?
Oh, if that.
And two spectacular golf courses at French Lick. Yeah,
very special place.
All-encompassing
property, the French Lick Resort Hotel, the West Baden Springs Hotel, the Pete Dye course, the Donald Ross course, the Tom Bendelow nine-hole course. They have foot golf. They have disc golf for kids. They have the spa.
Casino.
You went to the casino.
I won some money.
You took some of their money.
I won some money.
You took their money. And just the week before, I think, it'll pay out on one of the slots there was almost $800,000.
Wow.
Huge number.
Wow.
But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent on all that, but I did want to plug our sponsors because they're near and dear to us. And
French Lick, I mean, it's in Club Corp. Like I said, they're going to have the Champions Tour, so it'll be fun. It's also going to be a celebrity event. Meaning they're going to play it almost like Tahoe, you know, the big tournament in Tahoe with all the different former athletes and stuff. Yeah, so Roger Clemens and Jerry Rice and those kind of guys are being part of the tournament. It's not a pro-am, like, one-day thing. It's part of the four-day or three-day tournament with the champions. The celebrities are also part of that. They have their own little tournament and pot of gold, if you will. First place in the celebrities, John Smoltz or whoever wins that, is going to win like $50,000. They play with the Paul Sankowski's and Bernhard Langer's. So it's a unique format that they're kind of trying to, and I think it's a good idea too. It gets people involved, gets people from a fan standpoint want to come out, because even if you don't want to necessarily watch golf, but you love like I said, some of these former Emmitt Smith and some of these former players, you'll go and watch those guys. So I think it's a great idea to get fan interest out there at the
It's going to be neat. That's going to be something
next spring. It'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm still.
Hey, Frank, by the way.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to ask you about, before we go, we want to mention one other thing, and that is your aches and pains. And my aches and pains.
Well,
do you have the answer for me? Because I got to play. You're playing in a member guest. I'm playing in a member guest this week, and I don't want to use it as an excuse, although I will. The tendonitis in my elbows and my knees. But do you have any solution for that for me?
Well, you know, I do, Tim, and I will tell you, for real, after being the on-course reporter for the Golf Channel and for LPGA.com this past week at the French Lick Resort for the Senior LPGA Championship, and you know that Pete Dye course, it's very, it's a tough course to have to walk. It's a monster. But I walked it, and I was like, oh, God. But luckily enough, you know, I get to do it for a living. So that's kind of a lot of fun. But as I've gotten older, I do get a lot of aches and pains, a little arthritic, my feet. And I walk the whole course, and after the first 18 holes the first day, even on and off out of a cart, I was hurting. I was hurting. But I started taking this thing. You know, I used to take a lot of Advil and other things like that, you know. But I started taking Relief Factor. And the interesting thing about Relief Factor was, you've seen the ads, right, Tim, all over TV.
Sure.
Always the stars are talking about Relief Factor, and I was really skeptical. Well, out of the blue, our salesman is talking to Relief Factor, and they send me a supply of Relief Factor to try. They said, are you willing to try it? We want you to try it first. And then if it works for you, then we'll advertise with you. If it doesn't work for you, then there's no reason to put you in a position to have to say something you shouldn't, which I respect very, very much. But after taking it, my hands don't hurt as much as they used to. My feet don't hurt as much as they used to. I used to be tired 100% of the time, and now I'm very seldom worn out.
More energy?
A lot more energy. It works. Relief Factor really, really, really works. So it used to be my hand pain was like an 8 out of 10 after playing 18 or 36 holes, and now it's like a 3 maybe. So big difference, and totally without any drugs whatsoever. So I can't begin to tell you what a difference Relief Factor really has made for me. But if our friends and neighbors and people who listen to the show want to feel the difference for yourself, do what I did and go to relieffactor.com/golftalk and order the 3-week quick start, which is what I did. It's heavily discounted for you at $19.95, which is less than $1 a day. The only way to know for sure if Relief Factor will work for you, like it worked for me and tens of thousands of others, is to try it for yourself and feel the difference. So go to relieffactor.com/golftalk. That's relieffactor.com/golftalk today, and take the pain-free challenge like I did. Who knows? In a few short weeks, you could be pain-free too.
So nice.
There you go.
Nothing better than pain-free.
It works. It really, really, really does work, folks. So I was shocked. Didn't believe it. I didn't believe those ads on TV, Tim. You know, we look at them and go, right, okay. I'm going to be able to fly over tall
buildings. But we wouldn't lie to people.
No.
We wouldn't lie to people.
We don't.
French Lick is an awesome place.
Yep.
Right? Relief Factor really works.
Yep.
Club Corp is a great place to join a club and someplace in your area. And when you're a member of Club Corp, as we've said, you're a member all over the country, gives you benefits. And if you travel to California, if you travel to Florida and Texas and Michigan, wherever you are, they have courses all over the country, and you get privileges at all those different courses. So we've got great sponsors. I'm really happy about all our sponsors. They've kind of built up in the last couple of years, but we I think, are honest about it with everybody and legitimate. Yeah. We're not promoting anything that we don't believe in or take ourselves or use ourselves.
We've turned down sponsors. You know that for a fact, and I do too. We've turned down people wanting to sponsor us because we just didn't believe in what it was all about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way we are.
We don't want to lie.
It's because we're so independently wealthy, although they're going to have to rebuild rebuild the engines on my G5, so I really do need some extra money.
Yeah.
Need to borrow a couple
I have all the money I need as long as I die by Saturday.
Saturday? Enough money to rest this me. Is only, this la- is only Tuesday.
To, they'll ask me you the rest of rich. My life. You know, I got 5 days worth.
You must be loaded, right, man. Hey, you're right,
are
though.
Are we done? Are we done?
I think we're close, but you're right. The only tournament this weekend, really, is going to be the PGA Tour Champions. I can't wait to – hopefully the camera's on Stankowski a lot because he's a buddy of all of ours and – he's all-around good
nice
dude, all-around good person. So,
well, I mean, he's even saying, like he said, it goes the playoffs are 72nd. He's what he said, he's 80th or so right now. So, with a guy with a limited schedule, right, he's played 7 tournaments.
Pretty strong.
He's doing really pretty well. Yeah. So every tournament, you know, if he can get another top 10 this week, it'd be great for him. Yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be fun to watch. And I was being honest, and you and I have talked about it too, because French Lick and St. Louis are not that far apart from each other. If you look on a map there, Indiana and Southern Missouri, it could be hot and muggy. He said it might get a cold front or a cool front, so maybe it'd be okay.
But you better hope.
I tell you, St. Louis Tiger. It can be a bear.
Tiger changed shirts twice in one round at Belle Reve at the PGA Championship, remember?
That was a storyline for the whole tournament, is how freaking hot. And I think for people around the country, you think St. Louis, you think, well, it snows in St. Louis, right? Yeah, well, how hot can it get? Right? It's kind of more of a cold weather. It's actually kind of a mid-country thing, right? It's like St. Louis is that area that's not freezing cold. It's not Wisconsin, but it's not also way south where it – but in the summertime, I'm telling you, for whatever reason, maybe it comes off the Mississippi River or something.
Humidity.
It can be crazy humid. And like I said, if it gets up to 90 regular temperature and the humidity pushes 80% plus, it'll feel like it's, surface of the sun.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really hot.
By the way, just as a shout out to our good friends at The Approach Shot and those weekend golf guys, John Ashton and his team, check out their podcast and check out their websites, those weekend golf guys and The Approach Shot. And also The Game in Dallas, Texas, heard weekly. And that's your local show there in Dallas, right?
Yep. On CBS Radio here in Dallas. Yep. The Game.
Yeah. And what station are you? CBS Radio?
It's The Fan. Yeah, it's The Fan.
Cool.
It's been around forever and ever. Same station. If you listen to Cowboys, and who doesn't listen to Cowboys, just keep it on the same station. You listen to the Cowboys on Thursday night, just keep it there till Sunday morning.
There you go.
And you'll hear me.
And also another shout-out to Backspin Golf in Lexington, Kentucky, another part of the Golf Talk America Network family, and Matthew Lawrence, former stage screen, big-time actor, Eddie and the Cruisers. He played the bass player. Sal, I guess. But he does a great show, too. And I was just on that last Sunday. Unlike my good friend Tim Matthews, who's never invited me on his show. But that's okay, really.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to start calling many people.
I have people on my show that pay me to call into my show. So if you want to pay Frank to call in, we can do that.
You did it. You're in trouble now, pal.
Really? Is that what you want to do? You want to do that?
No.
Check's in the mail, right?
No. Wait, let's get out of here. Yeah.
Bang. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. And remember to join us right here on Golf Talk America. And you can follow us on Golf Talk America on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else. Go to our website, golftalkamerica.com, to find out more about our wonderful show. Thank you to Paul Stankowski for joining us, and good luck this weekend, Stanky. Hopefully everything goes well for you in St. Louis at the Ascension Charity Classic. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks again, everybody, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.